You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, welcome to MVP. We are Sports Illustrated Charlotte Wilder
and Jessica Smetana.
And this is the Most Valuable Podcast.
Brought to you by the Most Valuable Podcasters.
Hey, Jess.
Hello, Charlotte.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you're coming off an illness.
I am getting over a illness, but I'm here and I'm ready to record a podcast.
I love that. That's great. I will bring as much energy as I possibly can.
Thank you.
And we will ride this wave.
This is March, Charlotte.
This is March.
It would feel very strange not to have a podcast come out at this juncture in the
March
sports
Madness.
In the sports world.
Well, first of all, yes. First of all, March Madness kicks off on Thursday, which is the day this comes out. So
yeah,
when you guys are listening. Right, because we're a Thursday podcast now.
We are.
There's just been so much news with signings, both in MLB and in NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We have some funny things to talk about.
As always.
Yeah. Come on.
And we're talking hot dogs today, too.
Oh, yeah. We have designed a hot dog with the three hot dogs.
We have some
the
behind the scenes hot dog stories.
Which I don't know any better behind the scenes stories than those about hot dogs. So
true.
Should be excited for that. Also, we called Deb, who says that she has something about animals mating she wants to talk about. Which
that'll be.
Yeah. Deb's my mom. Just, you know, someone the other day was like, wait, who's Deb? And I was like, my mom.
She's just a lady that we call. Yeah.
Real MVP VPs know. But first, we're going to start with March Madness, because this is the biggest thing going on right now. Have you filled out your bracket?
I filled out a bracket. I need to fill out
a bracket.
More brackets.
Do you usually fill out more than one bracket?
In certain leagues, I'll fill out 2 to 3.
Wow.
Depends how much the buy-in is, though. If it's like $20 per bracket, maybe I won't do as many. But if it's like $5 or $10,
yeah,
maybe I'll do more.
Yeah.
It always feels like kind of cheating, though, when you have multiple brackets, because then people are like, oh, it's not fair, you know, blah, blah, blah. And
right.
I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, I want to win money.
Yeah, I don't think it's a... I mean, if you're going for, like, purity, also I'm trying to find my bracket now, and I'm like, where...
The thing about all of the bracket thing,
bracket.
This is the same thing with fantasy football.
Yeah.
There are two... We need one standard app that everyone uses. Like, I hate...
Yes,
ESPN, totally. CBS, Yahoo, like, I just need one.
Which one do you use?
Well, it depends on whoever organizes the thing.
Because last year I used ESPN. This year... I'm going to be honest, and this is going to make me sound like a total loser. I have not had the bandwidth to be like, okay, what are we doing? Who's doing what? So I just filled out a CBS bracket, like, alone on the website.
Oh, that's very cute.
Well, I was like, I have to fill one out, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I only do these things when it comes to me, and, like, no one's come to me yet.
Well, I'll come to you. You can join my bracket pool.
Can I join your bracket pool?
Yes, you can.
Is that the one with your dad?
My dad is in one of them, yes.
Can I join the one with your dad?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
It's always... I've never won any... I've joined my dad's, like, work league for multiple sports.
Which is my favorite thing in the world.
And I basically have given him fantasy advice for that league, like, his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never won anything in that league because it's really hard. They're all like Chicago people. They're all like sports nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, if it makes you feel any better, the closest I've come was when I came in second in college.
March Madness is hard.
It's really hard.
That's the point, though.
And that was only because I filled it out based on what uniforms I liked.
Well,
I just had Tennessee advancing because I liked the orange.
I think if you go random, you're better off than if you try to use any type of strategy.
I agree, because this year I kind of tried to do, it was like half strategy, half random. It was mostly like, I always get suckered into the seeds. I'm like, well, there's no way a one seed could ever lose. So like Duke is winning my entire bracket. And then I like picked a few upsets being like, maybe this is going to be the one.
Yeah. And okay. But there is also that, like, I saw like Chris Fallica tweet, like, if you have more than one seed in your final four, there has never been more than like three. So you won't, like, there's no way that they'll all be correct. And I was like, yes, but if you choose all four one seeds, you'll be guaranteed at least one or two make it to the final four. And those are worth more points. So wouldn't you just do that every time?
Also, first of all, yes. Also, statistically, like, one day there are going to be a bunch of one seeds in the final four, and I'm going to be the one who gets those.
Yeah.
My problem with statistics is that I'm like, okay, say there's a 1 in 100 chance.
Okay.
Someone's got to be the one.
Oh my God.
Right? So it's like,
the thing about statistics is that you frame them in the way that you want to interpret.
Exactly. I am the queen of framing that. And also, I've always liked Duke, which is super.
Why?
No one hates that. Well, you know why?
Because you're from Boston and you have to like everything that people hate.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, that's like a lot. My logic is that when I was in middle school, two of my best friends were really big Duke fans, so I was like, well, I don't have a team, whatever. Also, because everyone hates them, and
so that's why you like them?
Because everyone hates
them. Okay.
And so I'm like, well, it's okay.
Are you a Yankees fan too?
No, and that's where the logic falls apart. It's like statistics, because I hate the Yankees.
Okay.
There, that's it.
What about the Cowboys?
Fuck the Cowboys. Excuse me.
Ooh. Jess, is that you?
Oh, Jess, what have you done? I've been watching too much Veep.
Yeah.
Charlotte. I went off on someone the other day about like something that was frustrating me that had happened, and I just like pulled out.
Was it about me?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Never
just
about kidding. You. I pulled out some really weird insults though.
Yeah, that show got me to a point where I could drag people in a way that I didn't think was possible.
I'm a little scared of what's coming.
If you haven't
watched
Veep, the writers of Veep have created insults that are so creative.
Yes. Truly beautiful.
Creative and poetic, and you will swear 10 times more than when you're not watching Veep.
Yeah, it's it's really incredible.
Anyway,
back
so you
to
have
March
Duke
Madness.
Winning your little bracket.
My little bracket, Duke wins. Who wins your little bracket?
I have Duke in one of mine. I need to.
So who are your final four?
I picked all the one seeds cuz
I You did.
Okay, here's the thing. A, like, I'm like sick and dying, and B, yeah, like, okay, not dying. That was I don't want people
you're
to
not
actually
feeling
think
great.
I'm dying.
You're not feeling great.
I was sick.
Yeah.
And B, I haven't watched any college. Like, this year, Notre Dame wasn't very good because mm-hmm. they were young and not very good. Mm-hmm. And normally when they're in the tournament, that gives me a reason to watch mm-hmm. a lot more college basketball during the season. Mm-hmm. This year, I just didn't watch a lot because I didn't really have a horse in the race,
yeah,
so to speak.
I get it. I never have a horse in the race, and so I really never watch that much college basketball. And the only reason I watch college football is now because you do.
Oh.
So I've never been a huge college sports person, so March Madness for me is always like picking out of a hat.
Mm.
Except then I get super into it, and then I think I'm an expert for those 4 weeks,
yeah,
or 3 weeks, which everybody does.
Just listen to like whatever the smart people on, like, well, like, quote unquote smart people,
right,
on the internet or like on ESPN or CBS say, and like normally they're just as right or wrong as anyone
exactly.
else. Like, no one thought Loyola was going to be in the Final Four last year.
No.
So, you know, you just got to
take it all. Yeah, I'm just like, enjoy the chaos.
If you win, you're very lucky. If you win and you think it's because you're really smart, good for you.
Yeah. Exactly. So
speaking of brackets, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what. So the next thing on our little docket is that ESPN leaked the women's bracket 4 hours before it was supposed to come out.
Yeah, which is sad because all of these schools, like Rutgers, who I think had never made a tournament before or never Well, I think they had never made a tournament before. I don't remember exactly, but they had a they were throwing a big party.
Yeah,
for fans to celebrate with the team. Oregon had a big party they were going to throw because they were the two seed yep. this year.
And then the huge upset. Well, not huge upset, but UConn isn't the number one seed.
Yeah, for the first time in forever.
Yeah, in like 15 million years, they're not. And so that would have been cool to see it revealed. And
yeah.
But instead, everyone was like, oh, okay, so the one time there's like an actual surprise, you guys just
I don't understand how this happens, because it seems like that information should be guarded very closely.
Yeah, I feel like what happens is there's some sort... I mean, first of all, the graphics team has to get it all ready. Like, mm-hmm. the producers need to have it teed up, and then... You know, one person pushes one wrong button and it shows up on a sidebar on your TV.
But how did no one notice, like, right away? Like,
and then pull it?
Yeah.
That's what I don't
know. Oh, Louisville's a one seed? This must be the women's side.
Right. Yeah.
Notre Dame? No. What? Oh, must be the women's bracket.
That's what I don't understand. I don't know how you fix this. At first I was sort of thinking, like, well, maybe just... only tell like the one graphics guy, but clearly, you know, TV is so many moving parts, that's not...
Imagine if they did this with like the college football playoff rankings. Like, people would... ESPN probably lost a lot of money off their show. I mean, maybe not, because they don't really spend that much money on the rights to the women's tournament anyways.
No,
but
if this had been... Yeah, if this had been the playoff... Oh my God. People that would have been...
People would have lost their
fucking Armageddon.
Minds. Yeah.
Actually. Brandon, who do you have? You filled out a March bracket yet, producer Brandon?
March bracket.
March bracket. March bracket.
Yes, I have.
Who do you have winning?
Duke.
Yeah.
But in my final four, I have Duke, Marquette, North Carolina, and Villanova. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why Marquette?
Are they
good?
They have a nice guard, and I think his name's Marcus Howard. Mm. Yeah, I like him. Actually, fun game. First game against John Morant, Murray State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. But I think if they get past that, I think they have a pretty good chance of making the Final Four.
Okay.
And I have Duke winning it all.
Yeah, same. It'll be funny when they don't.
Yeah, like majority of the brackets out here are going to just basically be destroyed.
So last year, UMBC beat Virginia, so a 16 seed beat a 1 seed, and I had Virginia winning the whole thing. And I was so pissed. When I woke, because I went to bed, I forgot they were playing.
Never bet on Virginia.
Well, I learned that. So if Duke somehow has a, I mean, they won't.
Then you have to watch all the Virginia games. If some Virginia fan out there is like, they're not slow and boring. We love when the basket doesn't actually go in the hoop. Defense.
I beg to differ.
Okay. Anyway, that's our March. That's March Madness in a nutshell.
Go Notre Dame.
Colby College.
I'm talking about the women's bracket.
Yeah.
They're,
oh, right. They could be
they're
good.
Defending national champs.
Is
they're a one seed.
Arika still?
Yeah,
playing?
She's a senior. She's Notre Dame. Arika Ogunbowale is Notre Dame's all-time leading scorer. She passed Skylar Diggins on senior night.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's gonna be
and
amazing.
It was like her birthday too.
Oh,
I know.
That's
she's
the best.
She's incredible.
Mike Trout, the best player in baseball, is now the highest paid player in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a 10-year extension with the Angels, so he is now making $426.5 million over 12 years. And I can't even wrap my head around that kind of money.
Well, no.
But
no.
It's interesting because, you know, I was reading up on this and some people were saying... Now he clearly just doesn't care about September baseball. Like, he's just going to stay with the Angels, play with a mediocre team for the rest of his career. But also, like, he just kind of gets to hang out in Southern California with a lot of guaranteed money and just...
Do you think Bryce Harper is mad?
Because Mike Trout now has a deal significantly
Bryce Harper had, like, his month in the spotlight where he was the highest paid baseball player, didn't even get to play a regular season game as the highest paid player in baseball, and then Mike Trout signs this monster deal like out of nowhere. No, I think most people thought they were going to wait until his current contract was up, and the Angels just extended him and gave him like $100 million more than Bryce Harper got. Like, I would be a little bit salty if I were Bryce. This kind of takes the wind out of your sails.
I think that I would be a little bit salty too, especially because he got hit by a pitch on the on his like one of his first appearances at spring training.
I saw that.
And that I mean, he's fine. Like, the x-rays came back clean. He didn't break his foot, but for a second there it was like, oh my god, was it? So he had a little bit of a rockier start than he wanted to after, you know, and Philly had their, we've talked about this, their whole "we got him" campaign, which is kind of what I want to know about the Angels and Mike Trout. Where was their "we got him" campaign?
I'm curious how many Instagram followers the Angels have.
Yeah, check that.
I'm gonna check that out.
Check that out, because the Browns, when they got, when they signed OBJ, they put out a tweet that was like, "we got him." And so this seems to be a thing that teams are now doing.
Okay. It doesn't even look like the Angels have posted anything on Instagram.
Is it finalized?
Involving yet? Mike Trout.
I'm pretty sure the deal is...
This happened on Tuesday, right?
No, this happened Wednesday.
What day is it today?
It happened on Tuesday. Sorry.
Okay, well, they haven't posted... That's weird.
That is really weird, because...
Why wouldn't you do that?
I mean, maybe it's...
I don't run their social...
I think they're still finalizing it.
Okay, maybe.
Like, I feel like maybe the final... Like, it's pretty much finalized, but, like, the be-all, end-all paperwork hasn't quite gone through yet. But, yeah, I'll be interested to see what their rollout is and if this means they're going to... Like, are they going to now try to get other really good players? Are they going to try to build around him? Are we going to see the Angels... actually be a...
Do people care about the Angels? I'm not saying that I don't. I'm just curious. I've never met an Angels fan.
No. I don't think they... I mean, it's Southern California.
I've also never been to Anaheim. So.
There's like... I haven't either. Well... There's like so much to do there. They have a bunch of other sports teams. They... I mean, if you're like a Southern California person, I feel like you're a Dodgers fan.
Probably. I really don't know. Like, I just don't know.
So, I mean, good for Mike Trout. It's interesting though, because everyone was saying last year that he was... that MLB didn't know how to market their stars and that he was super boring. The only thing I know about Mike Trout is that he loves the weather.
I really don't know anything. Does he even like the weather? Or yeah. Is that like a thing that they...
No, he loves the weather. He like gets really jazzed about snowstorms and like live streams them from his car.
He lives in Southern California, so that doesn't check out.
Well, I mean, like anytime he sees one, it's a novelty, I guess.
Well, that's true. That's, I don't know. Good for him because he got a lot of money, but if I were Bryce Harper, I would be a salty little salt shaker.
I read something that Mike Trout could now, I think this was on SI, on our very own website, that he could buy like 8 different hockey franchises.
Oh my God. How?
With the amount of money that he has now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so for a sport that everyone says is, you know, dying, baseball seems to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Crazy. Baseball fans get really mad if you say you don't know what Mike Trout looks like, by the way.
Really?
I saw a lot of that on Twitter. Like, I saw a lot of football people tweeting, like, I don't even know what the hell Mike Trout looks like. And a lot of people saying, like, who watches these games? How do they have this money? And then a lot of, like, diehard baseball fans were like, if you don't know what Mike Trout looks like, you're ignorant. And
Whoa. That's
just the dumbest thing you could say. And, like...
This is interesting, because normally you have, like, NFL versus NBA wars.
Yeah,
you know,
it was like,
being
it was like baseball versus it's like baseball versus the world.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're just digging their heels in. I love baseball. I'm a huge baseball fan.
Mike Trout. It's not that no one knows what he looks like. It's just that he just looks so generic.
Yes,
he doesn't have any.
I couldn't
striking identifying feature.
Right.
You know,
I couldn't describe him.
No,
in a way that would differentiate him from Bryce Harper, except for Bryce Harper's hair, for example.
Well, yeah. Like Bryce Harper has the big beard and the hair.
Yeah,
and like,
exactly.
He has a look like Mike Trout just looks like a dude.
He looks like a dude. Yeah. If Mike Trout walked by me in the grocery store, I would be like,
oh, that's a big
guy.
A big man.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, there's Mike Trout. I mean, maybe I would, because I do know what he looks like, but I also am really terrible at recognizing famous people in public.
Well, and I feel like maybe it's good because he can live in Southern California and not be... He can just have a normal life with all his money.
Totally. And also, I mean, if this were the Yankees, if this were the Red Sox, like within a year, all media would be bitching about how he's underperforming or how, you know, like he has one off day and everyone's down his throat. He doesn't have to deal with that in the Angels market, as far as I mean, like maybe, but not to the same extent as, you know.
Well, us East Coast bias people,
yeah,
like we're not going to stay up late enough to watch an Angels Padres game.
No, we're not.
No,
we're
I'm also going to bed.
Exactly. We're also like people on the East Coast are miserable, and people on the West Coast are generally a little bit happier, which checks out.
Yeah.
I'm a miserable human being.
They get to see the sunlight. We don't.
Oh, Jess, here's something we have to talk about. There's a Monday Night Football update.
What is that?
The broadcast that we are most invested in. ESPN president Jimmy Pitaro and the head of content, Connor Schell, flew to Denver to try to reportedly to try to convince Peyton Manning to be in the Monday Night Football booth.
I called it.
You did.
I could see this happening. I wonder if Peyton into it? Like, what's the word on the street?
The word on the street is that no one really knows. Like, I don't think I haven't seen anything that anyone's gotten to him or talked to him. I've seen a bunch of people speculating, like, why would this guy want to do this? Because, you know, he has probably... He doesn't need to. He's probably pulling... Like, people like him. He's probably at, like, an 80% of being well-liked.
Mm.
And now he is... If he does this, he's inevitably... Unless he's the next Romo, I don't see how you can improve on your image.
Romo ruined it for all the former players. Because now you're going to be compared to Romo instead of, like, Troy or, I don't know, anyone else. And so you're just... What's the word I'm looking for?
Precedent.
Yes. Romo set a tough precedent.
He did.
For all the other former players getting into broadcasting.
It's like when you're older, like when your sibling gets a perfect score on the SAT and you're like, I don't know, I'm an only child, but like I imagine that's what it's like.
Well, I wouldn't know. And then your parents have roasted.
And then your parents have to like pay and put you on a fake crew team to get you into college. Right,
yeah. Like everyone's parents do.
Right. Well, I mean, the only reason I got into college was because I pretended to
Photoshop my face onto a lacrosse player's
head.
No
one talks about that. Breaking news.
I also read last year Peyton Manning turned down a Fox Sports and an ESPN broadcaster job.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I've read some people saying he might want to run a team like Elway.
Oh, I could see that.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like that makes
He's
way
just
more
waiting
sense.
For Jim Irsay to hand over the keys to Lucas Oil.
100%.
That makes sense.
I could see him. And
I don't know why I have never thought of that before. If you get into broadcast or journalism, like you're not there's like circles of like influence and like I feel like those two don't overlap. If you want to be an owner, you can't be on the media side because they're like I feel like they don't mesh well.
I agree. I think that
they're making hand movements right now that no one can see.
But it's like a Venn diagram hand movement. Here's what I think. I think there are different kinds of power and influence. I think that there's a power and influence where you are very front and center and you're very visible. And then I think there's the influence where you're the puppet master and you're behind the scenes, but still visible enough that you get the satisfaction of knowing that everyone knows you're powerful, but you're probably more powerful because you're controlling the purse strings. Although then the media can expose that, so it's constantly tipping back and forth.
Well,
I see Peyton being more of a behind the scenes guy, popping in for a nationwide commercial every once in a while.
Yeah, right.
You know, so
interesting.
Yeah, still think we should get a woman in there, but that's never going to happen.
No.
So, today in depressing things, hey, did you hear that LeBron got blocked by Mario Hezonja?
I did. I made a meme out of it.
What was your meme? I missed it.
It was Game of Thrones related.
Oh, so I wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't have. Okay. Yeah. But the meme was like LeBron on one knee, like looking like sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mario Hezonja looked like he was like pointing at him and laughing.
Oh.
And it kind of reminded me of the last year's LeBron RJ Smith meme. But
J.R. Smith.
What did I say?
J.R.
Smith. Junior Smith. Junior Smith point like standing
when
there and LeBron's
pointing,
like, what are you doing?
Pointing
like,
at the basket.
Not in that like the same, it's not the same type of meme, but it just the expression.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Renaissance painting.
Honestly.
It was beautiful.
NBA photography is my favorite sports photography.
Yeah.
Because there is so much emotion and there are like on the court, if you have 10 guys, they can all be doing something different and they're not wearing helmets so you can see their faces and the emotion is just like raw. But yeah, I mean here's my thing about this is like the Lakers suck, the Knicks suck.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have like these are the two best markets.
Careful, our podcast producer is a James Dolan fan.
Oh.
No. Who
said that? I'm just kidding.
Brandon looks like Brandon looks like you just slandered his mother.
He's mad at me now.
No.
I'm just kidding. We're all James Dolan fans, right, not just Brandon.
Right. All of us. But yeah, I'm like, come on. I mean, if you told someone 20 years ago that both the Knicks and the Lakers were going to miss the playoffs and then the greatest player was going to get blocked by
a 24-year-old,
they'd be like, oh, this is the darkest timeline.
Yeah, I don't, like, as a New Yorker, I guess I'm a New Yorker technically.
Yeah.
Who lives in New York.
Right.
As New Yorkers
classic.
Do.
As they are wont to do.
I, like, don't really find much interest in the Knicks at this point in my life.
No, me neither. And I think it would be super cool to live in New York when the Knicks are good. Cause
yeah,
that would
I
be
agree.
Fun.
That would be
right?
fun.
It would be so exciting.
I
want
to go to the Garden.
I do too. I want to have, like, going to a Knicks game be a thing.
I feel like since I moved to New York, there hasn't been a single New York team that has exceeded expectations
other than
the Yankees Astros series, which was really fun. There was like a week where I'd go to the bar, watch those games, and it was like people were excited and there was kind of like this cool energy in the city. There has not been. The Jets suck, the Giants suck, the Rangers are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Every team in New York right now sucks, and it makes me a little sad.
I agree. I think that a city is so much more fun to live in when sports are good. Like, you know, Boston, by the end of my time living there, got claustrophobic and small, and everyone was hanging out with people I went to preschool with, and I was like, I think I got to get out of here. Mm. But it was fun for the sports, you know?
Yeah.
And
sports,
I think
sports are fun, as we often say on this podcast.
Most valuable podcast. Sports are fun.
And, like, New York doesn't even have, it doesn't have college football. Like, all you have are these pro teams.
Right.
And then you have, like, David Gettleman saying that Eli isn't slow and overpaid or something. And you're like, man, nothing's ever going to get better in this town.
No, I know. It's like the own, it all feels really bleak.
We need to worship the Rat King. And I think we need to make a sacrifice to the Subway Rat King. And then we will finally have success in our New York sports teams.
Well, hey, we got Le'Veon.
Yeah, that's true. Should we talk about Le'Veon?
Yeah, let's go into some NFL stuff. We have a NFL offseason lightning round because there's a lot of stuff that's happened. We're just going to run through it really quickly. First of all, Le'Veon... Jenny Vrentis at SI, who's a dear friend, wonderful writer, great person, great reporter, went and hung out with Le'Veon.
Glowing endorsement.
Yeah, really, really high on Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
She hung out with Le'Veon, and he said, he explained to her why he left Pittsburgh. He explained to her how he, you know, after week one, he thought maybe he was going to go back. After week seven, he thought he was going to go back. After, you know, and then he just didn't go
and
back.
And he just didn't go back.
Right.
Yeah.
And how he didn't find Ben that inspiring of a leader, and how that played into his decision to leave. And apparently Sam Darnold led the charge to get Le'Veon to the Jets, which to me is a little funny. I don't know why. I think mostly because everything involving Sam Darnold is a little funny.
I don't know why I think Sam Darnold is.
I think he looks like a cartoon character.
Yes. Maybe
he looks
that's
like
it.
Johnny Drama.
Oh.
Wait, no. No, that was... what is the guy, the...
I don't know who you're thinking of because you haven't...
Hold on. Johnny... cartoon character.
Jimmy Neutron?
No. Oh, but a little. He does look a little bit. Johnny Bravo from the Cartoon Network. Do you remember Johnny Bravo? Oh my God. Sam Darnold is Johnny. Has anyone said this yet?
I remember Johnny Bravo.
Right? Do you?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I remember this guy.
Do you see him looking like Sam Darnold?
Not.
A little bit.
Look at that hair.
I don't.
Hold on. Now I need to Google Sam Darnold.
Charlotte, I'm intrigued. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, he looks more like the bully from a 90s movie. A 90s sports movie.
Yes, that's what
it
he looks like. He is like a really mean guy, and he like put gum in your girlfriend's hair.
Yeah, and shoved you in a locker. But because he's tortured and has a bad relationship with his father.
Yes, him and his father hate each other.
Yeah, and then his dad's a coach, and then you walk in, you see him throwing basketballs at him, and it's Air Bud, and everyone's like, why is Sam Darnold
okay,
in
you
Air
lost
Bud?
Me. Yeah, speaking of... New York, though.
Yeah.
That's our guy now.
Right. Sam Darnold is our guy. Anyway, so Le'Veon's going to be with him. As a Steelers fan, what'd you feel about this?
I haven't read the story yet. I'm sure it's great. I just need some time for my heart to heal.
Okay. In other NFL lightning round news, Vontaze Burfict
got released by the Bengals, signed with the Raiders. Now he is teammates with Antonio Brown, who he decapitated in the 2015 wildcard game in Cincinnati that famously he lost for the Bengals because he literally decapitated a Steelers player and then got like 17 penalties called on him in the last like 2 minutes and the Steelers won.
So here's the thing. I was really all in on the 49ers being on Hard Knocks this year. And
why? Because you love Jimmy G?
Yep.
You're the only one who wanted them.
Yep. Maybe. That's like. Fine. I'll own it. Okay. I wanted them to wait for 2020 for the Raiders when they're moving to Las Vegas, and it would be the most highest degree of chaos. But now I'm worried that all these guys aren't going to be on the team next year.
There's no way Vontaze survives another
exactly.
year.
Exactly. So now I want Hard Knocks with AB Vontaze and then just to see Derek Carr like fumble
John
around.
Gruden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Gruden.
I don't know what happens to the Steelers now that Vontaze isn't on the Bengals. Like, who's going to help the
gonna
Steelers
win games
win,
for them?
Win games now because.
I know. One dirty player down, a loss for mankind.
I'm so relieved that they don't have to play against him next year.
I believe
that
it.
Guy.
He was terrifying. How do you think they told him he was cut? Did they wear like
they
body
him
armor?
Like, they sent him like a scroll in the mail, yeah. I think.
They were like, hey man, we're not going to be close to you when we tell you this.
It's probably one of those situations where they waited till like a Friday and like made sure everyone was out of the facility. And they got security.
Like when you fire someone, like always fire people on Fridays because
right.
then you don't. Another thing. Kyler Murray met with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
We all knew this was going to happen.
I also heard that he's like salty that he's not playing baseball now that Mike Trout signed his contract. I don't know if that was speculation or not.
Really?
Like, I think it might have just been someone like saying Kyler
Where
Murray wishes
that?
He played baseball. No, I don't remember. I was like in a fever dream
right,
all
right,
day
right,
yesterday.
Right.
But yeah, and I was just like, lol, this like back and forth football baseball thing is going to be hilarious for the next 25 years.
I could not agree more. I also, the more I think about it, like at the time when everyone was speculating what he was going to do, I was like, no, I would totally go to the NFL draft to try to be a quarterback. And now that I'm seeing these deals, I'm like, no.
But you still have to be as good as Mike Trout to make the money that Mike Trout made.
Yeah, that's true. But you still, but I mean, I just like, I love baseball, so I'd
want to just
be a baseball
easier,
player.
I feel
yeah.
like.
My, if I were a pro
someone's
athlete,
gonna murder
I would be
me for
a,
saying that.
100%.
It's just you do less running and less like hard.
Right. You
drills.
Got you run less. It's just
there's
like,
no Oklahoma drills right. in baseball.
I also, if I were a professional athlete, I would want to be a really good hitter and an outfielder and just like chill in the outfield
yeah.
for yeah. Anyway, that's my dream. What else do we have?
Joe Thomas is skinny now.
Oh,
have you seen this?
No.
He retired from the Browns 2 years ago.
Right. He was a big dude.
Well, he was an offensive lineman.
Right.
Yeah. And now he's like skinny and people are freaking out because it's
really?
Like, yeah, like his,
in a good way or a bad way?
No,
just
in a
like,
good way because he's like in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the word for it, but I don't
well,
know.
He's lean. He's leaned out.
Right. It's crazy. Like
that's the opposite of Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In. When you're an NFL player, you lean out.
I can't imagine going from eating like 4 or 5 meals a day, you know, consuming like 10 to 12,000 calories, and then you've quit football and you can just like eat when you're hungry.
That must be really liberating.
And you just lose so much weight. It yeah. blows my mind. Like sometimes I just wish I could like do that part. Like that part would be fun.
The eating part?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
And then the ability to just stop eating and like you lose all the weight. That would be crazy.
That'd be it must feel strange. I mean, yeah. I remember when like guys would graduate who played football in college and I'd see them.
Oh yeah,
after
I mean,
it's kind of
sure.
it's like it's you get shook. You're like, "Oh my god." I was like, "Connor?
That's what your chin looks like?"
Shout out Connor.
It's crazy.
Connor looks great now. No one knows who I'm talking
who the
about.
Fuck is Connor?
Real ones know.
Okay.
It's my friend. He played football at Colby.
Wait, this is a real person?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope he's listening.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to say his last name though because sometimes when I do that
you don't,
people yeah. get mad at me.
You don't have to say his last name.
Yeah.
Fitzmagic is on the Dolphins.
Yeah, where did he go to college?
Yale.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, what I don't have many thoughts about this except that he's like the ultimate journeyman who like occasionally has flashes of brilliance.
Well, he's just rich as fuck for being pretty
like
average
fine at football.
Yeah.
Those Harvard
kind of,
guys, they really know how to game the system.
Kind of jealous about his career.
Marty Bennett is not going to go play with Michael Bennett on the Pats. That's a thing I read. Bob Kraft. We got to talk about Bob Kraft real quick. He is on the hot seat, but potentially less hot than the seat was before because prosecutors offered him a plea deal to him and 24 other guys involved in the, you know, sex trafficking hand job scandal, which was just all a gross thing that I wasn't really sure how to address. But apparently the charges would be dropped, according to the Palm Beach state attorney. But there's a catch, which is that he and the other men have to review the evidence and admit they would have been proved guilty at trial.
I think that's called an Alford plea.
Is it?
Have you ever seen The Staircase?
No.
It's a documentary about the Michael Peterson guy who was accused of murdering his wife in North Carolina. They found her at the bottom of a staircase.
Oh, God.
And he went to jail for like 17 years or something, and then was permitted a retrial and made an Alford plea, which is like they have enough evidence to convict you again, but you're admitting that you're not admitting guilt, but you're admitting that they could like find you guilty.
Why? That's what I don't get.
Because then he was sentenced to time served and didn't have to go back to jail. So it's like,
I guess legally, this seems like the haha, told you so. This is like the told you so of, like, I mean, I'll be interested to see.
Because
if
then
it.
The prosecutors don't have to spend months or years on a case. They can settle it basically before it goes to trial.
Yeah.
And then they can, I'm sure Robert Kraft isn't like the, you know, he was sentenced to like two misdemeanors. I'm sure there's like felony arrests that they made in this case. So they want to focus on creating a case.
Right. So they're like, we'll get this one over.
That's what I think. I don't know. I'm not that smart when it comes to these things. I've watched a lot of murder documentaries and therefore I assume that I am a genius.
I need to read Mike McCann on this. He wrote something about it and I haven't had a chance to check that out yet. So we'll do that. We'll circle back.
It'll be funny if I was actually right.
It would be cool if you were right.
That would be
impressive.
I should get a degree in Netflix if that's the case.
Also, Clay Matthews is on the Rams now with a 2-year deal, and Randall Cobb, I just saw this morning, is on the Cowboys for 1 year for $5 million. So what's happening to the Packers?
All I have to say is that Clay Matthews and his long flowing blonde hair,
Viking hair.
I was gonna say it fits really well in Southern California, but now I'm like, maybe he should have been on the Vikings.
Well, I mean, no, I think you're right. Like,
he looks like a surfer dude.
Yeah, he could have been in Lords of Dogtown.
Yeah. He just looks like, oh, like I just got off my surfboard.
So I'm gonna, like, sick, bro.
Gonna like do the thing where I like shake my hair out.
Oh yeah.
And like
a little golden retriever.
Going out to the beach today, gonna put some lemon in my hair.
Oh, I can't wait for the sun to come back. All right. Well, that's all the NFL stuff we have today. I think we did a really great job.
We didn't talk about
around.
The players.
Oh, Rory McIlroy. He's a winner again.
Finally.
For the first time in a while.
Yeah.
We're both big golf guys. Not many people know that, but like, we care about golf.
We do.
So I was happy to see Rory win. I think it's really fun when Rory's playing well.
Yeah, and now if he wins the Masters, he will have completed his career Grand Slam.
Which rules? I'm going to be so upset if he doesn't, and he's not going to now.
Okay.
I feel like there's no way he wins it.
Him.
Well, I'm reverse jinxing
him. Okay, maybe
you
reverse jinxed him. I just thought it was cute that he won the Players on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
he's like a little Northern Irish,
little Irish boy. You know, they should
not
really
that
give
little.
The.
I actually googled it the other day because I
is he little?
I said he was little, and one of our coworkers was like, "He's not that little," and I was like, "I think he's pretty little."
Isn't
and they
he
were
little?
Like, "He's 5'9".
I feel like that's not super tall.
I don't think that's tall, but I don't think it's little.
Yeah, he's not little.
Pretty much like extreme.
He's also probably jacked.
He is jacked. He always is lifting. Like, if you follow him on Instagram, I don't know if you do. I do, but he's always hitting the gym.
That makes sense.
And he gets criticized.
Also, golfers are always like, oh, my core, so you have to have a really strong core to be good at golf.
Cores are huge.
Cores are huge.
Yeah. But anyways.
Sorry. Anyway, Rory. They should really give out the green, the jacket should be for the players when they play on St. Patrick's Day, green jacket.
The green jacket should be for any tournament on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
I agree.
Yeah. And the Masters
Also, the Masters should be like a pink jacket.
I was actually going to say
like
that.
Paisley, like a Lily Pulitzer.
Because
it's like the
Paisley.
Waspiest.
I like Paisley.
Right?
Yeah. Or it could just be like, what is it in Happy Gilmore? Gold? Yeah, let's just make it gold, like Happy Gilmore.
Let's just make it gold. Oh, man. I haven't watched that in a while. Yeah, so I'm really excited for the Masters. I want to go. That's a bucket list item.
Yeah.
I always say every year I'm like, I got to find a way to write about this or like go down there for work. I think I kind of just want to go for fun.
Yeah. Well, the thing about going for work is that you can't like, you'd have to write about it because you can't bring like cameras or phones into it.
Right. And I don't know what more I could possibly say. I mean, I think it would be really fun. I think I would have a blast figuring out what to write about this.
Pretty sure the PGA Championship's in Long Island this May, so.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, cool. We're going to the PGA Championship. All right. Should we call my mom? Should we call Deb?
Yeah, let's call Deb.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Char. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Mama. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing? Are you okay, Jess?
I'm okay. I'm fabulous. better now that I'm talking to you.
Aw.
Aw, thank you. How are you, Bunder? Charlotte, sorry.
Bunder, there it is. Good. Well, I'm good because every day that it gets a little bit lighter out, I feel a little bit more alive.
So true.
Right? Oh, it's
so
like,
do I stand in the sun and I think, hallelujah.
Seriously. Finally. After work last week, Jess and I, we went outside and we just walked along the water and we sat on a bench and we were like, oh, maybe we're not just inherently miserable people.
Yeah, maybe it was just freezing and dark all the time.
Yeah.
And it made us hate everything.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I still feel a little bit like a slug, but
yeah, we're not 100. We're not.
It was funny because we sat outside on a bench and it was still like only 45 or 50 degrees.
Oh,
and
most.
We were like, it's still, it's so warm.
Yeah.
But we were both like in like overcoats.
Yeah, we were wearing down
wool coats.
Well, I have to tell you, I went outside yesterday and I went for a run and I thought I was not wearing very, I mean, first of all, I could run because I wasn't going to crash into a snowbank or be splashed by some wheel. And there I was running along thinking I'm not wearing anything. And of course I was wearing gloves and a hat and a down jacket.
Yep. So
it felt
what?
So good. Yeah. So I had this real question because it's either today or tomorrow. I don't know which one, but it's the first day of spring.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Oh, yeah. March 21st. Is that the spring equinox?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's already.
It's going to be spring.
Wow.
And I was wondering, and this is why I was wondering, oh, this is so strange. But so I woke up this morning and I looked at Instagram and I had this black Instagram. And I thought, okay, it's from this conservation organization in Maine, a black Instagram.
You mean it was just
and then
like,
there was the little microphone in the corner, in the left-hand corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit that. And it was this video, this black video of coyotes howling and yipping and barking because it's mating season and they're barking and they're hooting. And I was wondering if you agreed with me that spring was sports.
Okay, the train of thought there is impressive. So do you mean that, like,
because all the animals are having sex?
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Well, because, you know, sports.
That's totally what you're saying.
That's totally what I'm saying.
Okay. Then, yeah, we'll give it to you. Yeah, springtime in that case. I was going to say, no, I mean, springtime isn't sports. It's just wonderful. But if it's animals mating, that's definitely sports.
That's definitely
sports. It's definitely sports. But it's also spring training.
Yes.
Okay.
And you have a spring in your step.
Wow.
And you spring forward.
There you go.
Yeah.
I just realized that I got like a spam email from the gym Equinox that said, celebrate the vernal equinox.
Oh.
And now I understand.
Now you
they're using that as a marketing technique. Ah, God, it all.
Oh, my God. Everything
all the brands.
Is branding. Even spring is branding.
It's true.
It is.
I ran out of coffee this morning, so I had to go get one. And I was talking to the guy who gave me my coffee, and he was like, what? Oh, I said, can I get a large coffee? He said, no, we only have smalls. And then he's like, haha, I'm kidding. And then we started joking about how there was definitely going to be.
That's not a good joke.
Right. I was like, well, first of all, can I have a
was
large
he trying
coffee?
Trying to flirt with you? That's a terrible.
I'm really upset.
Nothing
is funny now.
Okay. Well, basically, never mind. This story is really, really stupid. But I was like, I'm sure there's going to be some store in Soho where they only serve tiny coffees. But if they make it look pretty enough, like it'll get $1 billion funding because that's what everybody does. And that's my story.
It's like Theranos, but coffee.
Exactly.
Huh.
Exactly.
I don't think so. I think coffee is good in volume.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't tell that to the Europeans.
Oh, and then coffee is good in springtime because you can go outside and have an iced coffee and sit
so
on
true.
The steps. And
I drink iced coffee year heat. Round.
Yeah, you do. You're one of those.
Year round.
Oh, you are?
If it's 20 degrees or...
Yeah. 100. That's very New England of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a
New England? That's a
It is. I was going to say it's very Chicago of you, but
it's probably just very Chicago.
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that. Is it sports? You never ever disappoint.
You nailed it.
Yep.
Animals.
Oh, I also did see seven deer.
Seven.
Wow.
Seven. Which says something about what happens in the springtime.
They're all trying to get laid.
They're just out looking for sex.
Yep.
All right.
Love
okay,
you guys.
Anna, love you. Bye.
Bye, Deb.
Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of Most Valuable Podcast a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at valuable.robinhood.com.
What are we canceling this week, Jess?
We're going to cancel the NCAA social media accounts.
Oh, why?
Did you see the video that they tweeted?
No.
It was like a day in the life of a student athlete, and it was like a
a
video of a guy, and it was like clearly an actor that they probably paid, ironically.
Ugh.
It's like an actor, and he's like gets up, goes like works out, goes to class, like
oh my God.
Studies, goes to bed, like it's just like a
are you kidding me?
Very like simplistic, like oh, like I'm a student athlete, like I everything's happy and fun, and I get
who
to play games.
Thought that was a good idea.
I don't know, but anyways, like it has been roasted by every single person who has ever played a sport in college, basically, who is online, like
our players being
like pro athletes, people, like everyone is roasting it, and they're like, man, like I guess this is realistic because the guy didn't eat all day, like stuff like that, and like
oh my god,
people are just going after it, and it's like, dude, like, and like people are like, wow, like this actor probably got paid more than I did to play basketball at North Carolina. Like, it's just people are just roasting this account, and I'm like, if you're the NCAA, number one, read the room.
100%.
If you work in social media in general, like the number one rule of working in social media, read the room.
Read the room and know where the pressure points are,
mm-hmm.
and know when you are making something that hits every single one of them, and don't do it.
Yeah, you also maybe just shouldn't have a social media account. Like maybe
for the NCAA,
right? Like, what is
that's interesting?
What is the purpose of your Twitter account other than to like post a statement that ESPN fucked up the women's bracket, which
that's actually a really interesting point. Like, why should the governing body that everyone is constantly mad at have a social media account?
Right. At some point, it's just like the bad PR is going to outweigh the benefits of like,
and then you're just
having
right.
30,000 followers or however many,
and then you're just
you
creating your own bad PR.
Right, exactly.
So all right, so okay, cool, we're canceling NCAA.
They just like don't need social media. Like, they're not, you're not gonna win any favor from people by
you're
posting
like
a commercial that is just
right, no
glosses over all of the struggles of being a student athlete.
No one's gonna see that and be like, you know what, it is good they don't pay the players.
Right, no one's gonna watch that and be like, I like the NCAA for this. This is good.
Be like, you know what, this often pretty corrupt organization, they just put out a spot I really enjoyed. Jesus Christ. All right, Ask a Youth. The Ask a Youth this week is actually something I do know about.
So are you asking yourself?
No, I just, you put it there and I want to keep it there so that I can say that there, not every single thing that happens online am I oblivious to. Like, I saw this one.
Just to explain it then.
Well, okay, so there's this YouTuber, Shane Dawson, who I didn't know existed before this, so, the, you know, take that with a grain of youth salt. But he, there, someone dug up an old podcast where he says that he had sex with his cat.
Oh.
I listened to it accidentally because the thing I was watching, the thing I was watching to explain who Shane Dawson was, like,
was an autoplay.
Yeah, and it was him talking about having sex with his cat, and it was the most foul thing I've ever heard. And then everyone was like, and he has already gotten in trouble for saying really, really disgusting things about kids. So there's a pedophilia. There's a pedophilia aspect. He has done YouTube videos in blackface. This guy is a grade A moron, creep, idiot. And he keeps apologizing for these things. And now he's doing these, like, trying to do these actual, like, documentaries.
Be careful. The YouTube stans are fierce.
For a guy who said a six-year-old was hot and did blackface and now tried to have sex with his cat. Anyway.
I'm not condoning those things. I'm just saying you might get some hate mail.
That's fine because this is, I just couldn't believe that this is a thing. And he was like, his whole statement was like, oh, you know, like, I have grown so much and this isn't who I am anymore. And I was trying to use shock as humor. And I'm just like, I don't care if you were 19. I was 19 once and I didn't say I tried to have sex with my cat.
I've never said that once. I've never had a cat, but if I had one, I would not have said that also.
Right. He was like, oh, I was kidding. And I'm like, well, yeah, okay.
If you have to say it.
Also, that's
not a joke. Like, you shouldn't
have
to say it.
There's a difference between saying that's lying. Like, you're either, like, a joke is a funny thing you say. Like, saying you're going to have sex with your cat and then not having sex with your cat is the weirdest lie. That, how is that funny? I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm so perplexed by this whole thing.
No, like anything where there's like an animal involved or a child, that's not funny.
No.
You're weird.
Right.
You shouldn't.
Stop being a weirdo creep. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm disturbed.
That was this Ask a Youth explained by an almost old. Jess, this is the last podcast we do where I'm in my 20s.
I feel like we didn't actually just explain anything. We just like talked for a few minutes about
Shane Dawson.
Because what happened was that he tweeted the tweet.
What tweet?
The tweet that started this whole thing. That was like,
okay, I don't actually know.
Well,
what did he tweet?
He tweeted like last week or Monday. It was like, I did not have sex with my cat. I did not.
Oh, but I thought that was because someone found the old podcast.
Yeah, it was, but we didn't actually explain that part.
Oh,
we just talked about
podcast. Sorry. Okay, well, that's why it came up, right? Because he had to apologize.
The apology tweet is remarkable.
It's truly
something
stunning.
Yeah,
no words. Okay, the aggro facts we have for you this week, I'm really excited about, because as Deb said, you know, it's springtime. It's growing season.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, a growing season, Jess, I'm glad you asked, according to National Geographic, is the period of the year when crops and other plants grow successfully.
Okay, this is I feel like everyone knows that. That's
yes,
what happens in the springtime.
Well, but the length of a growing season varies from place to place.
This sounds like a kind of like a weird euphemism, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it does. Also, I realize that the website I'm reading from is a curriculum for fifth graders.
Oh.
For example, the U.S. state of Alaska has an average growing season of only 105 days. Yeah, okay, this is like a children's book. Bananas are a tropical herb that require a hot, humid growing season.
I'm eating a banana right now.
Yeah, yep. Well, you should know that it was grown in a hot and humid place. The tender shoots of tea shrubs must be picked by hand at harvest time.
Okay, this are agrofaxes.
Well, things grow at different speeds and different times and different ways.
I like the mushroom facts better.
I know. That was our best one. I don't know how we're ever going to top that.
We're not.
I'll keep looking.
Okay.
Every once in a while, well, you know, I took a flyer on Nat Geo's fifth grade curriculum. Clearly didn't work. All right. Yeah. Well, on that note, happy spring. Happy March Madness. Please continue to tell all your friends to listen to this podcast.
And subscribe.
And rate us.
Yes.
Leave five stars and leave a review. Producer Brandon, any parting thoughts?
No.
Oh, great. Wow. Same okay. here.
Jess, take it away.
Let's eat this wheat.